Mesech Sanhedrin Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav Hamitznabe B'Shem Avodah Zara. Somebody who says over a nevuah in the name of an Avodah Zara to an Oymer, and the person says Kach Amra Avodah Zara. This is what the Avodah Zara has said to do. Afilu Kibein Etzah Halacha. Even if this person, the nevuah that he said in the Shem Avodah Zara, was in line with the halacha that is said in the Torah, L'tame Etzatame. He said about something that is tameh, that is tameh, and about something that is tar, that is tar. So he is chayev mitzvah chenek, since he is saying over this halacha in the name of an avodah zarah. Haba al eishes ish, somebody who is boil an eishes ish, a married woman. Kiven shenichnasol l'rishut habaal l'nesuim. As soon as this woman has entered the property of the baal for the purpose of marriage, meaning to say that the father of this girl has handed her over to the emissaries of the husband in order to bring her to the place where the marriage is to be held. Immediately, when she is handed over to the shluchim of the Baal, she is considered a nesua, af al pi shelo nivla, even though she is not yet a ba'ula, she is still a besula, haba aleha harei zebechenek. Somebody who is boil this isha is chayev chenek. Vizoymeme bas koen ubala. Eidim zomim that are made about a bas kohen that was mizana, and they want to put to death the bas kohen and the person who would boil her, and they turn out to be eidim zomim. Two other eidim came and said that they were not there at the time they claimed to have seen the eidim. They are chayav mitzvah chenek. So kol hazomim makdimin la'osa mitzvah. All eidim zomim immediately get the mitzvah that they were trying to be mechayev the person that they were made against. Chutz mizomamei bas kohen ubala. The exception would be eidim zomim that are made on a bas kohen and the person who would boil her, even though they were trying to put the bas kohen to death by treifa, as a bas kohen that is mizana tachas bala is chayev misa treifa, since the person who would boil her is not chayev treifa, he is chayev chenek. And the Eidim Zomim were also trying to be Mechayev him, Mitzvah Chenek. The Eidim Zomim would be put to death by Mitzvah Chenek, not by Mitzvah Treifa. We learned this out from the Pasuk. As the Pasuk said, V'asisem lo kasher zomam lasos la'achit. They should do to the Eidim Zomim what they intended to do to their brother. And it says la'achit, it doesn't say la'achoso to their sister. So therefore, in this case, when they were trying to be mechayev him misas chenek and her misas treifa, they would be put to death by misas chenek. Sechas makis perek aleph mishnah aleph. Ketzad ha'edim nasim zomamim. How do edim become edim zomamim? As edim that said edis and tried to be mechayev somebody something, and two other edim came and said that there's no way you could have known about this edis, as at the time you claimed to have seen this edis, you were with us in a different place. These Edom are considered Edom Zomamim, and the Pasuk says, V'asitam lo kasher zomam lasos la'achid. We do to the Edom exactly what they were trying to be Mechayev, their brother. Now, sometimes the punishment that the Edom Zomamim received is not exactly the same punishment they were trying to be Mechayev, their brother, and the Mishnah will go on to list a couple of cases. The Eden Anubish Ploni, Shehu ben Grusha o ben Chalutza. Edom that are made about a certain kohen, that he is the son of a grusha or the son of a chalutza, that his father married a grusha or a chalutza that is a sura to a kohen, and the din is that any child born out of that union would be a chalor, hasol likahuna, and they are being made on this person that he is a chalor. Ein omrim ye'asa zeh ben grusha or ben chalutza tasa, ella loke arban. If the Edom turn out to be Edom Zomamim, and the Edom are Kohanim, we do not say, let's make the Edom into Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza and make them into Halalim. Instead, the din would be that the Edom would receive 40 Malkiyos. The Edom Anubi is Ploni Shu Chayim Ligloys. Two Edom that are made about a certain person, that he is Chayim to go into Gaulis, into exile, because he killed somebody, is Shogeg. Killed accidentally, and that is a chiyuv for hariga b'shogeg is galus. Ein omrim yigles et tachtov ela loke arba. If the Edom turn out to be Edom Zomimim, we don't say that the Edom should go into Gaulus instead of the person they were trying to be Machayev. Instead, the punishment in this case for Edom Zomimim would be 40 Malkus. Me'idin anu b'ish ploni shekeresh es ishto v'lo nasan loch suba. Two Edom that are made on a certain person that he has already divorced his wife and has not yet given his wife her ksuba. Therefore, they are trying to be mechayev him the ksuba. V'halo ben hayom uben lamachar sofo litin lo ksubata. And now the Edom turn out to be Edom zomim. We don't say that the Edom have to pay the Baal the full amount of the ksuba, as they were not necessarily mafsid him the full ksuba, because maybe today or tomorrow he'll end up giving the ksuba anyway. Maybe he'll divorce his wife, or he will die. And he will anyway have to give his wife the ksuba. Om din kama adam roisa litain b'ksubasa shalzu shem nit'amana onit garsha the imesa yivershenabal. We evaluate how much a person would give the isha for the rights to her ksuba, that if she would become an almana or she would get divorced, then that person would receive the ksuba instead of the isha. And if she died before the baal, then the ksuba would be lost, and the buyer would not receive a ksuba at all. So therefore, he is willing to give a certain amount of money, may suffix that maybe he will receive the ksuba sometime in the future. And the difference between the amount that a buyer would pay and the full amount of the ksuba, that is the amount that the Edom Zomim were being mafsid the baal by being made that he is hired immediately to give his wife the ksuba, and that is the amount of money that the Edom Zomim would pay the baal. Me'idin anu b'ish ploni shehu chayev lechavero elef zuz amanach litne lo mikan ba'ad shloshim yom. Two Edom that are made on a certain person, that person is chayev to his friend 1,000 zuz, and the condition of the loan was that he has to repay this 1,000 zuz within a 30 days. Buhu omer mikan ba'ad eser shanin, and the borrower claims that the condition of the loan was that it should be repaid after 10 years, not after 30 days. And the Edom turned out to be Edom Zomimim, that the truth was that the borrower had 10 years to repay the loan. Now, how do we decide how much the Edom Zomimim should pay the borrower? Om din kama adam rotsa litain de yiyu biyado elef zuz, beinoisnon mikan by shloshim yom, beinoisnon mikan by etoshan. We evaluate how much a person would be willing to give for the difference between having 1,000 zuz for 30 days and having the 1,000 zuz for 10 years, and that is the amount that is considered the Edom Zomim were being mafsid the lova, and they would give the lova that amount.